This is an Off the Tongue podcast.
Hit it, girls.
Let's go, girls.
Okay. Welcome to the Greener Grass Podcast, where we discuss different topics and decide which side of the fence we'd rather be on. Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Jackie. We're your hosts, and we're so glad you could be with us today. How is everyone doing?
Hello, friends out there.
Welcome, welcome. How did you find us? What brought you here?
How did you find us? We're curious.
We'll be talking about that here in just a minute, actually.
Yeah.
What's new with you?
I just went on a fun little girls trip this past weekend with Ryan's girl family members.
Nice.
I never know how to say that. It's a girls trip with the family, but Ryan's family.
Well, so all his, they're your family now.
Yeah, all his aunts and cousins. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. We went to a cabin up in Pennsylvania, Champion, Pennsylvania, I think it was, near Seven Springs Ski Resort. Beautiful.
Awesome.
You know, I hate the cold, but seeing the snow is so pretty.
Yeah.
My bedroom had, you saw the picture I took, had a view, like huge windows right next to my bed. So I woke up to just snowy mountain scene.
That's beautiful.
We had a big snowstorm. So it was just nice and cozy and bonding with the cousins. And it was fun.
I love that.
But I missed Ryan a lot, like crazy a lot, because I'm obsessed with my boyfriend.
Well, you should be.
Thank you.
You should be.
Thanks for agreeing with that.
My weekend was full of stress and but it's okay. I guess I should go into it since I brought it up. It was just kind of a Murphy's Law in my kitchen.
Yeah.
I broke a water line, got that repaired. And then upon fixing that, we discovered there was another line that needed repaired.
Ugh.
So I had one of the most stressful weekends of my life. I was very distraught. I did get my new dishwasher installed, which is really what prompted all of this. The dishwasher was leaking out into the kitchen, but there was also water under the sink, which I just assumed was also coming from the dishwasher. But no, it was coming from that leaking pipe that we discovered.
Damn.
So on the plus side, at least we found a leak.
I was going to say it's kind of a blessing.
The blessing!
In disguise issue, or not issue, situation, because if you wouldn't have known to replace all those, then it could have been a more disastrous situation, you know?
Yeah.
And you got a new dishwasher, so.
I did get a new dishwasher.
Let's look at the positives on that, but sorry. Sorry about the blah. Yeah, we definitely had opposite weekends. Mine was relax. Yours was bleh. But it's okay. It's done.
Yep.
Moving on.
Yeah.
In this new year. How are you guys doing on your new year stuff? How's the new year working for you?
I am still going strong with my pull-ups.
Sweet.
I don't know if going strong is the right word.
Yeah.
Because I am pulling myself up.
You're doing it.
Oh, it's hard.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's hard. As we're recording, I'm 8 days in.
Yeah.
When it's all done, I can't wait to show you the video because I've been recording it every time.
Oh, sweet. That'll be fun to see.
But,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, we had an episode about resolutions.
Yeah.
Do or don't. And we did get some feedback over on Instagram about it. I'll just go ahead and say that since we're talking about it.
Yeah.
From our girl Stephanie at Born to Rock. Stephanie says, do. Not necessarily on January 1st, though. Why wait for a specific date when you feel like making a change?
I love that.
I love that so much. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you completely. I'm starting actually my workout today, which is the 8th when we're recording. So yeah, do whatever you want.
Yeah. I feel like resolutions, here you go. I'm going to hit you with something profound.
Ooh, okay.
Resolutions are about a state of mind, not a frame of time.
Ooh, ooh.
Hey.
Love it.
Well, we're also getting a lot of love over on Facebook. We've been sharing some things that are not necessarily just episode specific. So on New Year's Eve, we took a picture where we inadvertently had a podcast coaster just front and center.
I know.
And so we posted that because it was kind of funny and we got some love on that. And then just, you know, wishing people Happy New Year and saying that we have some new things in store with our new season. And it's just really nice to get that kind of interaction from everybody, that it's not just necessarily commenting on our episodes, but just, you know,
just showing us love.
Engaging with us.
Please, we love to be engaged. I wish I was. But we also had some feedback from a place we normally don't receive it. someone emailed us.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a nice surprise. So I'm going to read the email.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, hi, I just found your podcast. Made me laugh. I make New Year's resolutions with varying results and thinking of doing some sort of fundraising this year, though not sure whether to do something that involves endurance or be lazier and just get sponsored to do something embarrassing for everyone's amusement. Daniel.
I love that, Daniel. And thank you so much for seeking us out.
Yeah.
I don't know how you discovered us.
Let us know.
I would love to know, but so, we're so glad you emailed us.
So and, welcome, Daniel.
Yeah, welcome.
Damn, Daniel.
Damn.
And if you want to email us, you can at thegreenergrasspodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can text us at 614-321-7665. And of course, there's all of our socials where you can reach out to us. And one of our socials that we have is Patreon. We want to take a moment to give a special shout out to our Patronies that are at that shout out level.
Yes. Hex.
Chrissy.
Vin.
The Teach a Dummy Podcast.
Jonathan.
We love you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of our Patreons, we also have a business sponsor.
We do.
And so we're going to do it a little different. We're going to start the episode with our commercial from the one and only Nathan Collins.
Hit it. Looking for a new or used car?
Of course you are.
Well, look no further. Nathan Collins at Spitzer Motors of Mansfield has you covered. Located on 4th in downtown Mansfield, Nathan has a deal for you. Good credit? Bad credit? No credit? No problem.
Nice.
Come pick out a shiny new ride and keep it shiny with free car washes for the life of the car.
What? The life?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when your new set of wheels starts turning heads, tell them where you got it. If they go and buy a new car from Nathan, you're going to get $100 cash money in your pocket.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's not all. You'll also get a lifetime unlimited powertrain warranty on new cars.
Mm.
Nathan has got you covered. That's Spitzer Motors on 4th and Mansfield. Ask for Nathan Collins and tell him the Greener Grass Podcast sent you. Call or text Nathan today at 419-961-4581. More details in the show notes.
That was fun.
That's fun. Doing things a little different.
All right. Well, you ready to jump in?
I am.
We're taking a little turn for, I don't know what the word I'm trying to look for. We're just jumping in. Let's just jump in.
Okay.
We're going to do a fun episode. I mean, aren't they always?
Aren't they?
But this one's even more fun, I think, personally. So, Jackie, would you rather Family Guy or South Park?
Ooh. Let's discuss.
Yay. We're going to talk about the shows and what we like better.
Yeah.
For those of you, if you don't know these shows, first of all, where the hell have you been? Go check them out. Okay. All right. You want to start with Family Guy?
All right.
Family Guy.
They have Star Wars episodes.
They do. I knew a person, like a friend back in the day, who knew Star Wars references only from Family Guy. They had never seen actual Star Wars, which blew my mind, but also made me laugh.
That's crazy.
So yeah, they do.
Right.
It's been around for a while. So I will say this. I looked this up. It started in 1999 and they've had 418 episodes. So there are a lot of episodes. So my number one is just funny, outrageous humor. Mm-hmm. It's outrageous humor.
Yeah.
Ridiculous stuff.
Well, I also had Stewie's British accent.
Yeah.
I love a British accent. Hey, OCP.
Stewie has, OCP's our British podcast friends. Stewie has a unique voice. Yeah, it's funny. It's very proper.
Mm-hmm.
Proper too. Also, I'll skip one of the things I said and go down my list a little bit since we're talking about characters. A talking dog.
Yeah, I had that too.
Brian Talks, who, I want a talking dog.
Yeah, same.
I try to get my dog to talk all the time. But like, Carmel, just talk to us. We won't tell anybody. Right. I promise. She tries so hard to.
She's back at the house. I'm doing it. Where is she?
I finally learned it.
When Lois describes her dreams.
I put relatable topics. And
that's us.
That's one of them. Yes. We relate to that so much. And yes. Other things too, but that was one of the big ones that stood out for me as well.
Yeah.
But I love how they have relatable topics where you can laugh at yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have one left.
Oh, I have a couple.
Okay.
You want to do yours? You mean?
I'll just, then you can close this out. Mine is spinoff shows.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I said you could laugh at yourself. They poke fun at serious topics, but also not so serious. They've made fun of podcasts. Yeah. There's I'm one. Done. There's one where they go into a haunted house and it's a podcast, and they have to sit there and listen to podcasters try to do their commercials with relate like real stories of themselves and make it sound like it's actually products they use or things like that. And
I just get made that. I get that because, you know, with us, we try to like have a segue, but we, you know, like, I don't know, like you listen to like these wildly popular podcasts that are talking about HelloFresh as if they don't have home chefs at home. Like, you're not ordering food delivery. Yeah. Like, stop.
Yeah. I always think of that. This isn't podcasting, but I think of that when I see box hair dye commercials with celebrities. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you are not using fucking Color Silk or Nutrice, whatever.
There's the Madison Reed hair color that they advertise on My Favorite Murder. And I'm like, you are not using Madison Reed.
No, not at all. I put unique animation. Mm-hmm. You know that's Family Guy animation when you see it.
Yeah.
And then quotable things. Dude, we've quoted, still working on that novel or whatever. Right. How many episodes? Probably like the last three.
Yeah.
But they have quotable things like, ooh, piece of candy. Things I use all the time. I quote on Family Guy. And unique characters I put. And then this is a funny one that my daughter loves, the way the characters fall. Anytime they fall, crash into things, one of their arms is bent back over their arm and it just cracks her up, which makes me laugh. So now when I see it, I always think of my daughter.
Yeah.
The way they fall down. It's funny.
You did that pose in our Grimace video.
I did.
And then we took Deddy's at ComFest this year. And you did it there too.
Yep. I do the fall now.
Yeah.
They push limits, which it's just fun. It's a certain sense of humor that, you know, not everybody might get, but I love it.
Right.
I love that crossing the line type of humor.
Yeah.
So. All right. Are we ready for cons?
I think so.
What's a con?
Well, you just said that they make fun of podcasts, so that's a con.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So if you have to have a tough skin sometimes. If you don't like that kind of humor, it might be offensive to you.
Right. Yeah.
So.
I also have that I cannot stop myself from impersonating Lois, and I'm not very good at it.
Well, and I put that on there as a con. Her voice can be very annoying. Mm-hmm. Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it. Pina.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
That's a good one.
Can't believe you're not going to do it. Psh.
It's not good.
Do it anyway.
Pina.
That is good.
Oh, thank you.
Sounded just like mine, which is good, right?
Yeah. Yours is good.
No, that was good. But her voice can be annoying to some, really nasally.
And, yeah. Yeah.
What else?
I have one left.
Oh, I have a few. It's not for kids, so it's an animated show, but it's very adult. Yeah. So you may think, oh, it's a cartoon. If you don't know Family Guy and put it on for your kid, you better turn it off.
Whoopsie. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. What else do you have?
I've never seen an episode of Family Guy.
Ever. Wait, what?
I don't watch it.
What?
So I've seen clips.
I didn't know this before we started.
I know. I was waiting to see your face when I told you.
This is worse than when Ryan told me he has never seen Dirty Dancing.
What? I know. I mean, I've seen clips.
It's so funny.
But I've never watched a whole.
You just don't interested in it?
It's
just so funny. Oh, my God. It's so funny.
I wish we were recording. You could have seen her face. I was very shocked.
I love it so much. It's so good. Well, it can be too political sometimes. I put that on there. And then there's a lot of cutaways, which some people don't like. Every show there's cutaways, so it takes away from the main thing. So every episode is basically cutaways, and some people don't like that. I think it's funny.
Yeah,
they cut away and whatever. Some people say it's unoriginal that they copied The Simpsons.
Yeah,
and then they say Stewie is based off another cartoon, and I wrote it down because I couldn't remember his name. I heard about it, but I looked it up today. Derived from a '90s comic strip character named Jimmy Corrigan. Look it up. He looks like Stewie. I think he talks like Stewie. So they say Seth MacFarlane may have stole that. Okay. Which kind of makes me sad because I do love Stewie a lot.
Well, I feel like, I mean, obviously I'm not familiar with that Jimmy Corrigan at all, but I just feel like things can inspire other things and it's not necessarily copying.
Yeah.
And I feel like as long as it's not, you know, like a exact duplicate, why is that a bad thing? But people lose their shit about it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. You want to see original.
No, I mean, I get that, but, oh.
He looks a lot like him.
Sure does.
So.
He looks like Dollar Store Stewie.
It's just, he does look like Dollar Store Stewie. So it's kind of like, where's the line of inspiring or copying?
Yeah.
You know?
I
so.
Well, just so you guys know, I said all of that before she showed me that picture.
Yeah. It looks pretty similar. Look it up, guys. Still love Stewie, though.
It felt like looking at Stewie without my glasses on.
Yeah. Yeah. Stewie. So, anyway. All right. Well, are we ready to move on then?
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Family Guy. Have you seen South Park?
Well, let's move on to...
That's what we're going on next. Okay. We need to find this information out.
Pros. It reminds me of my early days dating Steve, where we used to watch it all the time together.
Good. I was going to say, please, please, Lord, South Park. Yeah, I used to watch it. I've watched it from day one. 1997 is when it started.
Yep.
And they have 327 episodes, so a little less than Family Guy, but they've been around longer.
Well, kind of tagging onto that is, for me, because it started in 97, it kind of replaced Beavis and Butthead for me, because that's when they went off the air.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was just that same kind of...
Yeah.
Raunchy humor to replace that.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh, yeah. I put more raunchy. It's more raunchy than Family Guy. Mm-hmm. Shock value.
Yeah.
Matt Stone and Trey Parker are geniuses in my eyes. They are fucking genius. Yeah. The creators.
Yes.
I think they're amazing.
And I appreciate the movies they've made, even the ones that are not South Park movies, but are created by them, like Basketball. That was funny.
Yeah.
So I put that, you know, kind of, whereas Family Guy inspired other shows, this, you know, has movies to add to their franchise.
Yeah. It's a satirical masterpiece. It's the satire in it. You can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I literally have the political satire and sarcasm is almost always top notch.
It's
unparalleled.
It is. And the difference between, it's personal. Obviously, it's my opinion. I just feel like Family Guy's hilarious. They make fun of things, stereotypes, whatever. But with South Park, they make fun of the bad things in a good way. It teaches you.
Yeah.
They're stronger messages. Mm-hmm. It makes you laugh and also think. So whereas like Quagmire is a sexist asshole and Family Guy, Cartman, you know, even when he's making fun of Kyle being Jewish, his anti-Semitism is made fun of. Like, you don't like Cartman for it. He's a jerk about
it. Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's saying... They make fun of it, but they're saying it's bad. You know what I mean?
I feel like South Park has the advantage in that regard, being on Comedy Central. They're not on, you know, network television where they are under stricter guidelines.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a little bit more creative freedom.
Yeah. For sure.
I just have one left.
Oh, okay. I have a couple. So South Park teaches you lessons. So even though it's like, holy fucking shit, did they really put that in the show? It makes you just like, what? Friendships, relationships, religion, They have one about how looks aren't everything, how the hot people grow up and they don't have substance. I don't know, just stuff like that. Mm-hmm. One that I remember and I loved so much is when it was about breakups and getting over breakups. And Butters, who I love Butters so much. His quote about relationships is so meaningful. So I'm going to say it, okay?
Okay. In Butters' voice?
I'm not going to say it in Butters' voice, but please pretend I'm Butters.
Okay.
Oh, hamburgers. This is about breaking up. Well, yeah, I'm sad, but at the same time, I'm really happy that something could make me feel that sad. It's like, it makes me feel alive, you know? It makes me feel human. And the only way I could feel this sad now is if I felt something really good before. So I have to take the bad with the good. So I guess what I'm feeling is like a beautiful sadness.
That's beautiful.
I know. Butters. So they're super silly, but then super serious.
Yeah. Well, and I appreciate the way that, you know, like you said, that they can put something down without putting it down or whatever. Like the episode about AIDS and how money is a cure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
it makes you think.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see the newest one with the cred, the drink?
So I don't watch the new ones.
Oh my God. The new ones are even better than the old ones because now they can do everything.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. If you have not seen the cred episode, you get to see Randy's dick and it's the whole episode. His dick's out. And it's so fucking funny.
Damn. We were
dying. The new ones are way better than the old. Well, to me, I shouldn't say better.
I've seen a couple, but I don't watch it anymore. I know.
The new ones are push the line even more and, you know, it's all current events and they can say fuck, they can say shit, they can be naked. So it's like everything. It's so good. Yeah. The newest one, if you guys check it out, cred. Randy's dick.
Well, my last one is I feel like Mr. Hanky Poo paved the way for Mr. Poopy Butthole on Rick and Morty.
I hate that. Sorry. See, that's the one I'm not into is Rick and Morty. But yeah. Okay. So it influenced other shows as well. That's cool. I just put the characters on South Park are so iconic. And Trey and Matt base them off themselves. So Kyle and Stan are based off Trey and Matt. Mm-hmm. And then Cartman represents like the darker side of them, which I think is funny. And then Butters, Timmy, Towley, Hanky, all the, you know.
I had
all the fun characters.
I had back when Media Play was a thing.
Oh yeah, Media Play.
I used to get the stickers of all of the characters, but I was real strict about my car and I wouldn't put stickers on it. So I put them on this long piece of cardboard and then had it laminated, or not cardboard, like poster board.
Okay.
And then had it laminated and then placed it into my back windshield. So they were in there.
I love it. I love them. My daughter's last couple years gotten into South Park. So it's fun to see her discover it how I did.
And yeah. Especially because she's probably around the age that you were when it came out.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's fun. She loves it just as much as I did.
That's awesome.
I also put quotable. I know I said for Family Bad, but oh my God, so quotable.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they killed Kenny. Drugs are bad. Okay. You know, all the stuff. You guys want to get high? We quote South Park all the time. So very quotable. And then my last one is their Christmas albums. One of our favorites. We listen to it all Christmas.
Awesome.
So, all right. I think that's it.
Cons?
I'm ready for some cons.
Yep. Well, my first con you just said. Oh my God, they killed Kenny.
Yeah, poor Kenny. He always dies.
Mm-hmm.
He used to always die. Things have changed. You need to watch. You should start watching again. I think you would. I mean, if you liked it before, you gotta like it now. But it may be too raunchy and offenses for some. It's very taboo. Very, very taboo.
Yeah.
So.
I put that, you know, like sometimes their envelope pushing can be a little cringe.
Mm-hmm. But I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are racist jokes, a lot of racist jokes, very stereotype type jokes. So again, like with Family Guy, you have to have a tough skin and like that kind of humor. Mm-hmm. So.
And kind of to your point with that, not just a tough skin, but also an open mind.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to appreciate that this humor, it's not about you.
Yeah.
And you can still think it's funny even if you disagree. And I think a lot of people kind of really miss the mark on that.
Yeah. And one of my cons, so the guy who did Chef, he was all for all the racist jokes. I mean, there's episode where they say the N-word like 40 sometimes. He was all for all of that. But then when it got into making fun of Scientology, he was out.
Oh.
So some things hit you personally, you can't take it, and you get out. But so that's kind of a con for me with just for him. Isaac Hayes, is that his name?
I was just going to say, wasn't it Isaac Hayes?
Yeah. So you may laugh at some episodes, but then if it kind of hits home, you may be like, oh, this show's awful.
Yeah.
I can't believe they're making fun of whatever.
Right.
But again, they do it in a cheeky way where it teaches a lesson where it's saying it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, Cartman being talking bad about Jews.
Yeah.
As he says, we're saying Cartman's a fucking asshole.
Right.
You know?
I feel like, I guess this is a pro though, but I feel like when they do make fun of whatever, pick a topic, I feel like they do it in a way that doesn't feel like they're pushing their own agenda. It's like, this is for the sake of humor. This is not necessarily their opinion.
Oh,
although
yeah.
sometimes it is their opinion. But I feel like that even they can make jokes that would offend, quote unquote, offend them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. They poke fun at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly it's current events, pop culture, you know, stuff like that. But yeah, it's genius the way they do it. But people aren't all for that. So,
right.
And I get it. There's some things I'll be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But yeah.
I also have the Mr. Hanky Poo. Was also kind of gross.
He's very gross. He's poop. It's poop. It's talking poop.
He called the shit poop.
Yeah, it's fucking gross.
Yeah. And when he bounces and he leaves little shit stains. Yeah. Yuck.
Mr. Hanky, the Christmas poo. Anyway.
My dad has a Mr. Hanky Christmas poo in his little home bar.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
We got Avery Towley for Christmas. Oh, Ryan got Avery Towley for Christmas. Like an actual towel. Towley.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, yeah. Profanity, vulgarness, not for kids. Especially lately the newer ones that are, they're allowed to do whatever the fuck they want. It's great.
I just have one left.
Okay.
My last one is just that, you know, it went off air for a really long time. And then when it came back, I didn't really have the time to watch it like I used to when it first came on. So I don't, I have seen episodes now, but I don't sit, I don't watch them regularly.
Okay.
So that's kind of my last one. I as much as it meant so much to me as a kid, I've kind of lost touch with it.
Aww. Well, I encourage you to get back into it. It's so good. All right. I'm done as well.
Okay.
So we have to pick. I already know your pick. I don't know. I guess I didn't realize you hadn't watched them when I picked the topic. I don't know. I just assumed.
I knew you didn't know that. And I didn't want to tell you because I didn't want you to be like, oh, well, let's not do it.
Yeah, I probably would have. Honestly, I would have been like, oh, well, let's not do it if you don't know
but
the show.
I personally love when we do topics that we don't know anything about because
there have been some
because we can come into it with a completely, I mean, this one obviously wasn't a completely blank slate for me, but I like when we do stuff that we don't know anything about because we can come in and base our opinions on our research and what the other one says. So I loved doing this one.
Okay. Yay. Well, would you rather Family Guy or South Park?
South Park for me.
Yeah. I love both shows, but South Park is definitely top for me.
Yeah.
It's just everything I said. It's fucking genius. I love it so much. But I do love Family Guy.
I was going to say, I'm surprised because I know that you do quote Family Guy
a
lot.
I love it a lot, but South Park is just tops for me.
Okay.
Love it.
Well, speaking of Family Guy.
Yeah.
Before we move on to our surprises, should we talk about our family?
I didn't mean to flip you off. I was like,
I hate this.
I flipped her off.
And I meant to be like, yes.
Yes, or this or something. Just like, I was so excited that was such a good segue. I think in my head I was like, fuck yeah. But I said, fuck you.
You don't watch Family Guy. Don't make that joke.
Fuck you.
You don't get to make that joke. Fucking poser.
I was so excited for your awesome segue. Fuck yeah. Fuck you. Anyway,
get fucked.
Get fucked. Our family, the Off the Tongue Podcast Network, the OTT.
Please check out our show notes where you can find a link to the OTT Bonfire Shop. And you can find a link to all of our shows or social medias and such. And who would those people be?
That would be Teach a Dummy Podcast.
Skate Ohio.
It's Funny That Makes It Okay Podcast.
Emily's favorite thing to say over in jolly old England.
Yeah.
The OCP.
Yeah, the Original Copycats Podcast.
And yours truly.
Yeah. So please go and check those other podcasts out for something different.
Yeah.
We're all different in our own way. And we're all great. We love them. We hope you guys do too.
All right. Now for the surprises.
All right. Here we go.
Double rock.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Killed my rock. Okay.
Emily.
Yeah.
Would you rather look like Tracy Flanagan or Veronica Crabtree?
I pulled up pictures if you
I'm like, can I pull up pictures and see?
I saved some for you just in case you didn't know the names offhand.
Yeah.
You will when you see them. This,
I mean, I know.
Is Tracy Flanagan.
Okay, yeah.
And this is Veronica Crabtree.
Oh, yeah. I know Veronica Crabtree.
The bus driver.
The bus driver, yeah. Bus driver.
Oh, same. 100%. She has a bird. I like that.
Yeah. She, of course you would with the little bird. It's fun. Okay, good. Because it's funny because I have a look one too. And now I think you should know who this is, even though you don't watch the show. But would you rather have a Quagmire-shaped face? Do you know who Quagmire is?
Yes.
Do you want me to pull up a picture?
No, I know who he is.
Okay. Or.
He's the giggity guy, right?
Giggity, giggity.
Yeah. Okay.
So you look like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have Mr. Hanky poo spots on every outfit you wear. Just one little poo spot.
That's funny. You were talking about it. I was like, oh, yeah.
So are you saying my face is that shape or I literally look like him?
No, it's your face, but it's that Quagmire shape. Face.
Oh, God.
You got that big, big face. Big, big. I don't know the shape of his face.
He's got big, big jowls. His face almost looks like a butt.
Yeah, it does.
Like his cheeks look like
Yeah, because then he has the big indented chin too.
So it's just one hanky plop,
one poo spot. But every outfit you wear, you just got a little Mr. Hanky. Mr. Hanky sat on you somewhere.
Randomly.
Okay. Randomly. You don't know.
Oh, God. I hate to say this, but I'm going with that.
Yeah.
I just feel like, I mean, that sucks and is very gross, but I'm just literally picturing the dimensions. I feel like I would look like I had elephantitis.
Yeah, you would.
So, what about you?
I honestly think I'm going to do the same.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't smell that bad. It's just maybe a stain on there, just a little, and maybe it'll think it's chocolate or dirt.
Yeah.
But I can't go around with that.
You and I are both kind of klutzy anyway. Yeah. Be like, oh, there's got a stain again.
Yeah. She always has that stain on her.
Still working on that stain.
See, you can quote Family Guy. Yeah. I'm not having that big, big quagmire face.
Yeah. It's a bit much.
That's funny.
It's a bit much.
All right. Cool.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Mm-hmm. And
that was fun.
Don't forget, we have a poll on every episode on Spotify where you can pick your would you rather. We have been seeing kind of an increase in our poll results. So I would love to see you guys voice your opinion. You can also leave comments on any of our social media. Hey, send us an email. Shoot us a text or a voicemail. 614-321-HANKY-POO-5.
Yay!
That's 614-321-7665. And all of that is in the show notes, including a link to our sponsor, Nathan Collins.
Yes. And please check us out every Monday for a new episode. And we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
This is an off-the-tongue podcast.